Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, it doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
Welcome to the Munchkin Minute, your bi-weekly look into some tabletop gaming news and more. I'm your host, Dan Dan, and Board Game Man, and this is your news for the week of December 6, 2021. First up, a big acquisition, finally by somebody other than Asmodee doing the acquiring. This is Flat River Group acquires Greater Than Games, and by extension, basically Dice Hate Me Games, which they merged with, and Cheap Ass Games, which they have all the library. If you remember, Greater Than Games produces Sentinels of the Multiverse, Spirit Island, Bottom of the Ninth, Fate of the Elder Gods, Brewcrafters, Homebrewers, and of course, my favorite party game, Medium, which is just an amazing party game. This is an interesting one because Flat River, this is the first time I believe that they purchased a board game publisher, but also Greater Than Games does a lot of distribution services and fulfillment services. They used to do that for Stonemaier Games and as well as some other game companies out there, but they've kind of put that as their bigger board game distribution as well as publishing services. You know, this is more of their publisher they're acquiring. But like I said, they do a lot of things there, Greater Than Games. So it's interesting if they're acquiring more for their potential for warehousing and distribution, or if it's just kind of to have a board game publisher under their staple. Now, I'm not sure what's going on with the other licenses or as far as the other companies under there, but we may see some information of that in the next year or two. Who knows? But this is an interesting one to keep an eye on to see if Flat River going to get some more game companies or distribution deals as well. Next up, first up in the game releases, this is kind of going to start a long line of this month in releases, basically. So Cranio Creations is going to be releasing Lorenzo Il Magnifico. This is a second edition that'll be coming out this month. Now, this second edition will have all of the expansions, as well as those kind of the mini expansions and kind of promos. They've got the New Leaders expansion, Houses of the Renaissance, which is the big expansion. That is one that I really, really like. And Lorenzo Il Magnifico, a heavier probably more of a medium to heavier weight Euro, more of a heavy, on the heavier side, but it's a great, great game by Akitoka, the Flamina Brissini, Regino Gilli, and Simone Luciani. Plays 2 to 5 players. I'd say don't play this one in 5, play it with 4 because it'll take you even longer to play with 5. But 2 to 5 players, 60 to 120 minutes, put out by Cranio Creations and Asmodee in North America. Like I said, they've got a new leaders pack, the Pazzi Conspiracy, and a promo of Visconti and Della Scala is another promo that they've got out there. This box will have all of those inside it. The game, regular game itself was from about $6 to $80, I think is what I paid way back when. So to get all of these in one box for about $100 is kind of a pretty good deal that I could say to get that. So look out for that one later this month. A great Christmas gift for the heavier Euro lover in your that you know or in your buying circles. Next up, a much, much lighter game. Ravensburger will be releasing Pokemon-themed Labyrinth into distribution. I believe that one is probably already out, but I think it was coming out this month. It'll have playing pieces such as Pikachu, Bulbasaur, Charmander, and Squirtle. Now, Labyrinth is one of the top-rated kind of family-type games. Now, it's a lighter-weight game, 2 to 4 players, plays in about 20 to 30 minutes. And then this isn't the first time they put out a themed version of Labyrinth. They've put out a Spider-Man theme, Lord of the Rings, Star Wars, Despicable Me, as well as others. This one will be out about $25. This is a pretty cool one to put out because it's a really fun game in which you have kind of almost like a, I don't say it's like a maze, but it's basically caverns or, you know, a labyrinth, like the name says. And then you're kind of pushing it from one side to the, or the, pushing a column or row from one side to the other. Then a piece will come out. Other pieces are kind of set in stone on the game board, but the pieces will come out and you're trying to get the other kind of jewels and pieces. So I guess here the Pokemon to come out when you do it, to be able to get some points and such. Next up, Asmodee is going to be bringing out Ludonauts Living Forest to the U.S. this month as well. This one will be about $40. This one is 2 to 4 players, another kind of lighter weight family-ish game, plays in about a half hour to an hour. This is kind of a very spirit or very light kind of theme to it. You play as a nature spirit trying to save the forest and its sacred tree from the flames of Onibi. Now, each turn you kind of have a deck building type mechanics to it, where you're kind of building your decks, where you're trying to put out the fires or advance or build other trees. There's a few different ways to win. You could plant 12 protected trees, you can collect 12 sacred flowers, and you could also put out 12 fires. This is an interesting looking one. I haven't played it, but it looks interesting. Like I said, $40 for this one as well. Now, keeping the theme of everything that is coming out this month, Steve Jackson Games will be releasing a mini expansion to Munchkin. This will be Munchkin Undead. This will be one of those kind of mini box little, hanging ones that's going to be for about $7. And they said it's going to have some zombie. You can add this one to Munchkin Zombies, Munchkin Bites, and some of the others. There'll be 15 more monsters, curses, and items to put in there. Again, it'll be one of those kind of hanging tuck boxes for about $7. Very, very solid looking. And a little mini expansion there. Back to the bigger games, Devir Games has released Bitoku. That one came out a couple weeks ago. This one is a larger kind of Euro game, again, right up my alley, where you've got like a worker, a dice as workers. You can play this solo. It's got great hand management, great set collection, and it is absolutely gigantic on the table. Very cool, very, like I said, a heavier weight Euro that I can't wait to check out as well. This one will be about 2 hours to play from 1 to 4 players. This is from designer German Milan. I know a whole lot. I believe he did Kingdom Defenders, Orb Hunters. So not a lot of huge mainstream games, but this one is already getting some really good buzz, Bitoku from Devir Games. Definitely check that one out. I can't wait to see that one. And now we covered Lockup Breakout back when it was on Kickstarter a few months ago, but Thunderworks GM now has announced it's going to come into retail in March of next year. I think it'll be about $25. I've seen some pre-orders for about $21 out there. This is a pretty cool expansion for a really solid game, Lockup, where you're kind of putting out your different workers out there that have different numbers to them and different things they'll do. Now, Lockup Breakout, this will have another board. There'll be kind of a catacombs board. There'll be a lot more cards. There's going to be seekers, which everybody will have a seeker now, and then some other markers. This is really cool. It gives you another extra little layer to that game. And like I said, it's very cool because it's fantasy prison worker placement in which the workers do different things or different values as they go out on a board. Very solid game. This is kind of a lighter to medium weight kind of Euro game by Stan Kordonski and Thunderworks Games. This came out a couple years ago, but the new expansion again next year. This is a 1 to 5 player game, but it's about an hour to an hour and a half. Very, very solid game, Lockup. So check that one out. Check that expansion out, Lockup Breakout, when it does come out next year. So let's head on to iOS releases. Now, first up, we've got Gaia Project. Well, this is the only one I've got. So we've got Gaia Project is going to be released on iOS, I believe Google Play, and on the Steam Store. iOS will be $9.99 and $24.99 on the Steam Store. This is basically the same thing as Terra Mystica, but in space. You know, a couple little differences to it, but a very, very solid game. You can also actually play this one on BGA. It's in beta right now on BGA if you want to play it live with other people out there. But definitely check this one out on the iOS because it plays very well on the iPad. Looks amazing, but it's kind of a medium to heavier weight game. Well, in space, where you're trying to kind of, everybody has a different race. And what's really cool is that you have the specific player powers. Each race plays completely different. There's easier ones to play. There's harder ones to play. And it just plays very, very well. It is heavier and it is a bear to, on tabletop. It's a bear to get to the table, but what the iOS and Steam and again, BGA gives to you is that it makes it a lot easier to get these games to the table or for you to get played. Plus you can play them against the AI, which is really, really cool. And, the tutorial, I haven't played the tutorial for Gaia Project, but I assume that since the tutorial for Terra Mystica is excellent, the tutorial for Gaia Project will probably be pretty good as well. So if you're kind of on the fence about checking out a game like this, or don't, because you don't know how to play it, it would be a good one to check out. And $9.99 is not a bad price for a game. And, you know, $25 for Steam is a little pricey, but they always have different sales on those. So definitely check that one out as well, because it does look like it's an interesting implementation on Steam as well. We've got three Kickstarters to round us out today. So I mentioned last time that this one was coming soon, but we've got Man vs. Meeple Season 4. Man vs. Meeple, a great show. They do a lot of different types of shows between reviews, unboxing, and kind of roundtable type discussions on our show. David and the rest of the crew, David, a good friend of mine, he's been on our show, been on the Geek All-Stars a bunch, but their network does a lot of great work. This is kind of their way of, you know, this is their job, so this is their way of getting kind of their money out there. But for you to get on there, if you back it for about $6, basically their main pledge is the $6 all in promo pack. There are a ton of absolutely amazing promos. And if you're a completionist like myself, you'll love to check out these promos for things like Terraforming Mars, Ares Expedition, and games coming out like 11 from Portal Publishing, Corrosion, Bitoku, which I kind of mentioned that game as well. Origins, there's a lot of really, really great. There's a huge stack of promos that you really love. Hadrian's Wall, Mariposa's, Chronicles of Crime 2400, Lost Ruins of Arnak is even a promo for that. So check that out. They've got also, what's really cool is they're constantly putting out, I think once a week, generally they put out game bundles where you get all the promos plus a game. Right now, I'm not really sure what it'll be by the time this one release, but there's Dominations bundle, Fog of Love bundle. There's also a Gloomhaven Jaws of the Lion bundle, which you can get in as well. So recommend checking that one out. Give them a little bit of hand. Like I said, they do a lot of good work for the industry and just solid people over there at Man vs. Meeple. Next up is Weather Machine. This is one by Vital Lacerda and Ian O'Toole. This is, if you know anything about Vital Lacerda and Ian O'Toole, this is a sprawling, gigantic, kind of heavier weight Euro. So again, right up my alley. And it also has a solo mode. This is 1 to 4 players. And this one's going to play probably in about 2 to 3 hours or even more with teaching. But if you like those games, this is going to be right up your alley. Now, in Weather Machine, you're a scientist on Professor Lateef's team. He's got a weather machine that just wreaks all sorts of havoc. As it does one thing, it screws up some other things in the world, and you're kind of trying to tweaking them with the machine or fixing things that are going wrong. Just a sprawling, gigantic Euro. You can get this in a few different languages, but the pledge for the U.S. version or the English version, $129. It'll be at $165 MSRP. If you know anything about Lacerda, like Lisboa or On Mars, those games are gigantic and they're expensive and they do really good job production-wise. So I would highly recommend checking this one out at the lower price of $129 plus shipping. There'll be stretch goals and campaign add-ons and such like that. But this is by Eagle Games. Definitely check it out. It is well-funded, well-funded at about $1 million. Got about 2 weeks to go as of this recording, so probably about a week and a half by the time you're listening to this. But check that one out as well. That is Weather Machine by Vital Lacerda and Ian O'Toole. Finally, every now and then I come up with these projects that are, they're kind of under the radar or they're just unique. And this one definitely needs a lot to get funded because the goal is very, very high. This is a $56,000 goal and it's only at about a little less than 5,000 of it. This is called Ski Jumping, the board game. This is an immersive sport-based game based on the real rules of the sporting event. This is by MM Board Games. Now, ski jumping is not a theme that you see too often, and that's kind of what I love is the fact that new themes, and it does have kind of a larger Euro feel to it, plays in, they say, 20 minutes if you do one race for 2 players, or it can be up to 3 hours if you're doing 2 to 4 players for a whole tournament. So, you know, kind of variable, different players. But it does look very, very cool where each skier kind of has their little statistics, which helps them in the different ski jumps and such. And as you're playing the game, you're working on training and getting your energy and all your different abilities up to be able to do better at the ski jumps. Really cool little game. It is a little pricey here. I believe this one is about $85 for the standard box. There is a ski jumping deluxe box, which is $113, but the standard box, which does have all the stretch goals as well, is about $85. But it could use some help, but it's really hard to find good games on Kickstarter right now because you got to scroll through everything. But this one did catch my attention because of the theme and such. But again, 3 weeks to go on this one, it could use some help. So definitely check that one out if you've got some spare change. Throw it to Ski Jumping. There you have it. Man vs. Meeple Season 4, Weather Machine, and Ski Jumping for your 3 Kickstarters. So thanks for joining me today. If you see any news you think I'd like to feature, shoot me a message at GeekJogDan on Twitter. Also, please check out themajorspoilers.com for more content by Steven and the rest of the great Major Spoilers crew. And also check out my show, The Geek All-Stars Podcast. As always, I'm Dan, the Board Game Man. I want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Happy New Year. Whatever you celebrate, I just hope you celebrate it happy, safe, and have a great rest of the year. I'll see everyone in the new year for another Munchkin Minute.
This podcast is copyright 2021 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Stop. Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.